Temptation denotes an enticement to unwise or immoral behavior, especially with a reward in mind. Temptation Island is a television show that premiered in January on the Fox network. Temptation Island is a small island off the coast of Belize, renamed Temptation Island for TV. The tropical setting is important because it wraps the action in the aura of the exotic. The show wouldn't work as well in less exotic places like, say, Minneapolis, where people wear down jackets and mukluks instead of shorts and string bikinis. On Temptation Island, committed couples are systematically encouraged to cheat on one another. That's the first temptation of the show, and the one we pay to watch. But it's not the only temptation. Many of us have been tempted to watch, and 16 million of us watched the first episode. The producers, of course, were tempted to see how far they could go with trash TV, and they succumbed to their temptation. They were wooed by a more basic underlying temptation. They expected that their show would draw a large number of viewers, or more precisely, voyeurs, in the profitable 18 to 34 age range. They were right. The show attracted more young adults, if adults is the right word, than any other show in its time slot. And these young voyeurs also watched the commercials for 5 new movies, assorted Fox TV shows, 3 fast food companies, and a variety of other retailers, exposing them further to commercial temptations. In America, advertising is almost $200 billion of temptation a year. In our culture, temptation's not an island, or even a planet. It's the cosmos. In the past, people didn't watch temptation. They watched out for it. Because temptation generally led to embarrassment or immorality, or even to hellfire, people usually tried to resist it. But the institutions of our contemporary culture depend on temptation and on people not resisting it. We consume vats of perfumes and chocolates named temptation. We speak of revealing clothes and fatty desserts as temptations, and we fully intend to succumb if we get half a chance. Like many other entertainments in American culture, Temptation Island trivializes fidelity. Fidelity used to be a virtue. It encouraged faithfulness to duties, obligations, and commitments. It required keeping your word and keeping your vows, sometimes because of your religious faith, and sometimes because it was your responsibility. It implied a community that depended on commitment and truth, a community energized and secured by its members' faith in one another. These days, we seldom use the word fidelity without embarrassment. Today, only banks and financial institutions promise fidelity, as if being faithful to money were more important than being faithful to people. So-called reality TV is popular with networks because it's cheap. You needn't squander money on talent. You don't need writers or scripts, actors or extras. You need no sound stages, minimal props, or little of the paraphernalia of a quality production. All you need is a camera and a group of pathetic people looking for their 15 minutes of fame. Reality TV is popular with audiences because it's cheap in another way. It makes the participants look cheap, and that gives us pleasure. Because even though we're watching, we know that we're not quite that cheap. In the long run, though, it cheapens our sense of ourselves, because it attracts us to trash that enables us to think well of ourselves, at least momentarily, without actually ennobling us in any way. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, sorely tempted to turn off the TV.